time now for sports with Nathan Rarity. Kia ora, Nathan.
Kia ora.
The Under-20s, the Rugby Championship Tournament. This is this new tournament, isn't it, essentially? We're doing all right, New Zealand.
Yes, now we drew the first game against South Africa. This is on the Sunshine Coast, and the Sunshine Coast doing a great job of disguising itself because it rained the entire way through that first game. Better weather last night for the New Zealand Under-20s to play in. So they were up against Argentina. Argentina absolutely hammered Australia in the opening game, and they were the, you know, we always like to call they're the big giant team that are out there. They're the biggest team there. And New Zealand made quite a few changes, and they're on hand to have a look at it. We're All Blacks assistant coaches, Jason Ryan and Leon McDonald. They would have been really happy with what they saw. New Zealand were fantastic. 43-20 winners over Argentina last night. So that's great from them. There's a young first five who played for New Zealand last night. How do you rate this on your going to be famous names, Corin? It just sounds great. Rico Simpson. Just sounds like it, eh?
It's got it all, yeah.
Yeah, it does, yeah. So he did really, really well. So Australia then played South Africa, and the Junior Wallabies beat the Junior Springboks 24-19. So this doesn't have a final, remember. This is really a chance for them to have some high-pressure competition before they get to the Under-20s World Cup. But New Zealand in the driver's seat, and the final game will be against Australia this week.
Yeah, saw a few snippets of the tries. They look like a team, this New Zealand team, that's happy and playing for each other and really into it, eh?
Very skillful, too. A really, really skillful team, too. So they're great.
Well, yeah. That's some good news on the rugby front. Now, on the surfing front, there's some good news for a couple of New Zealand surfers going to the Olympics.
I know, isn't it brilliant? Two of them. So Safi Vett will go to a first Olympics, but Billy Stearmond is off to a second Olympics here. So this is an interesting case, though, because they are competing in Tahiti off the massive surf break there, Tiahupo, try and get that one right there. So as we know, not exactly in Paris. And I had a chat with Billy this morning on First Up, and I said to him, well, hang on, you're right on the other side of the planet. Will you miss out on being involved in the Olympics altogether? But it sounds like they won't.
Even during Tokyo, Team New Zealand really embraces every athlete, and they make you feel very welcome and comfortable, and make sure you have everything and you feel, you know, comfortable in yourself and a part of the team. So I know for a fact that Team New Zealand will be making us feel welcome and comfortable over in Tahiti. But then after we compete, we actually get to fly to Paris and spend 4 or 5 days with the team towards the end of the event, and hopefully watch the closing ceremony and things like that. So we get to be a part of the village and the team and support over there.
How good's that? I think they've done the Olympics right there. I'm going to go and compete in a paradise in Tahiti, and then I get to go up to France and hang out and go to the closing ceremony.
Magnificent. One of the best decisions the Olympics has made, having the surfing in Tiopo,
because
it is a premier world break. They've got 9 days to hope that they get the swell.
Yeah, four-day window in there, yeah.
It's a terrifying wave.
He was describing it to me. It sounds horrible. In fact, when I return at 8:40, I'll try and bring back some audio with him describing that wave. Those of you surfing folk like Corin, you'll understand this one. The rest of us will be horrified.
Makes my stomach turn just thinking about it, the amount of water. But it is also a chance for New Zealand, because it is one of those waves where if you get the dream wave, the huge barrel, might pull off something spectacular.
Well,
rather than small, sloppy stuff where you've got to do blimmin' flips and backflips and all that stuff. Anyway,
carry on. It's good. Righto. Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. That is your sport this morning.